Joined now by three members of the Knoxville girls basketball team, Anna Butel, Brittany Bacorn, and Charlie Heffron. Ladies, thank you for joining us. First of all, we will talk about the season as a whole. And Charlie, the senior, I will let you go first. A different season this year, I think you knew going in, but, 7-5 as we sit, not too bad, knowing how different things are going to be.
At first, we didn't really know how the season was going to go. It was a different group of girls. It's a pretty young group, and we don't have a lot of older girls out, but being a really small team, we work really well together and we're all super close, so it all really works out.
And Brittany, one thing I've really noticed is the mental toughness of this team, a little bit of adversity and you girls can fight right through it. What gives you that mental toughness? I get not you personally, but the whole team.
Yeah, I just think that we like to have fun. So like you can definitely tell when we're out in the court, we strive to like just be there in the moment and like be with each other because it only lasts like so long. We only have 2.5 more seasons left of basketball, so like it's crazy to think about that. So I think we're just mentally tough because we are having fun in the moment.
And Anna, you're kind of the new one on the block here this year. You played basketball most of your career, but at the varsity level, how different was that in the first few games being out there with players that's been out there 3 or 4 more years than you have?
It was definitely different than playing JV, but I had played in the summer, so I had been playing around some older girls. I was a little bit more used to it, but it was still like completely different in the high school level.
All right, again, we're talking to Knoxville girls basketball players Charlie Heffron, Brittany Bacorn, and Anna Butel. Now let's talk about the kind of the reason for this interview, and it's probably one of my favorite interviews of the year during Radio Sports Page, and that's Panthers versus Cancer. Already that's different. Used to be coaches versus cancer. Now it's Panthers versus cancer. Charlie, I guess I'll just go down the line here. What does this mean to you, being the senior, and maybe this is going to be your last go around with it?
Well, it's been going on for so long. Like, it's been a huge thing ever since I was in elementary school. I mean, I'd go with my friends, my family, we'd all go and watch, and it's fun seeing everyone in pink and having my last go around. It's kind of sad to be playing in it, but I'm definitely going to come back for future years.
Yeah, it's just a big part of Knoxville. Like, everybody looks forward to this part of basketball season and just, like, the year in general. And it's special to so many people that have been affected by, like, this. And, yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, as a past honoree, it's a huge event for me and my family. And just being able to see, like, the community rally and support, like, the honorees is huge. And, like, everyone listening to them and their story is amazing.
Yeah, let's talk about you as an honoree. You've been at twice now. You were the very first one, Anna. I know you don't remember much of that, but you've seen pictures. And, you have that you have not only been struck by cancer personally, but you are now thriving and in high school. And the money that has been donated on that wall where all the totals are, part of that money has helped me get healthy.
It's been like a big part of my life, I guess. When I was little, it didn't impact me as much as I feel I should remember, I guess. But growing up and like seeing that total on the board like at lunch, I'm just like, holy cow, that's a lot of money. And it's not only helped me, but it's helped like people I know and have met through my experiences. And
your family is very much a part of helping raise money. Your dad is a part of the cancer run. I think you might have been on that cancer run a couple of times. Your brother is a basketball player too. So, what does this mean to the family, the Butel family, when, you can see the whole family help out and, Saturday comes and the cancer run people comes in and brings up whatever total they've raised?
I think it's really awesome seeing like my whole family participate and knowing that they have a motive. Like a lot of people have a motive to donate and help in any way they can with this, but like knowing the motive without them having to say it is something a little bit special with my family.
Brittany, I know, in between games is that honor ceremony where I think we're honoring a Sheraton and a Knoxville person this year. What goes through your mind when you're in that? It gets pretty emotional sometimes.
Yeah, it's just like really cool to see, like hear their stories and like be there in the moment. And like I've been affected with family members and then friends that have had cancer. So like it's just really heartfelt and there's a lot of tears that are shed, but it's a really good moment.
Charlie, what about you? What kind of goes through your mind to standing there and maybe locking hands with someone you just played against a few moments before.
It really brings everyone together, and I've caught myself like sobbing a couple times just listening to everyone's stories, and it's just really nice to like put yourself in their shoes and realize what they've been through. And it's really good the community comes together with Sheraton's community and does this.
And before we went on, we were talking about the auction. And Anna, you had kind of a good answer of it's online only, but the merchandise will be here for everybody to look at. But I guess, you know, you were saying, well, it started earlier, so maybe a little more money for everything.
Yeah, so with the auction being online, it's allowed people to start bidding sooner, which eventually the prices will be higher than they would have been if it was just on Saturday. And I think that's amazing because that's more money. Like, even if it is just maybe a couple hundred more, it's a little bit more that could go to research or to the Knoxville Hospital.
I remember what Coach Unimark always would say, I don't care how much money is raised, I want awareness. This is really the whole point of this event.
Yeah, it's crazy, like, small town Knoxville raises all this money, and, like, we raise so much awareness for cancer, just, like, in every aspect of it. So it's really, like, a sense of pride that, like, we grew up here, and this is, like, one of the biggest Coaches Risk Cancer or Panthers Risk Cancer that there is. So, yeah.
And Charlie, what about you? Kind of same question. You know, what's this, kind of mean to, this the small town Knoxville, Iowa can raise so much money and awareness?
It really brings everyone together. Like, not maybe you think, well, we can't really come together as a whole, like, what's Knoxville got? But we have races and we have Coaches versus Cancer, Panthers versus Cancer. It really brings everyone together, and it's a really good awareness for everybody.
And let's not get lost on this. Oh, by the way, you've got an opponent to play against Sheraton and a trophy game as well. I'm sure, on the court, probably you want to get a little bit of revenge back when they knocked you off on December.
I really hope it's a good game. I'm looking forward to this game. It's always fun to get the trophy and, like, celebrate. I hope we get it this year.
Yeah.
I think we'll be good and laugh and have fun.
Yeah.
Final question, down the line. Start with you, Anna. 30 seconds, however long you want to take. Panthers versus Cancer. Why, and why should people come out?
I think it is a big community event. Like, seeing a huge portion of the Knoxville population in our gym supporting our teams and raising awareness and money for this disease is just amazing.
Yeah, I agree. I think a big turnout would be great because it's not only, like, you're getting to watch a great basketball game, two great basketball games, and the JV games, but also we're raising money for cancer and just the awareness for cancer.
It's really like an opportunity to play in front of a huge crowd just full of pink.
Yeah.
It's really fun to play, and I don't know, it's really just a good place to be.
Charlie Heffron, Brittany Bacorn, Anna Butel, thanks a lot. Good luck, and we know it's going to be an awesome event.
Thank you.